Hey everybody, this is your weekly astrology forecast from Born Without Boundaries Tarot over here on Astrology Motivation. It's going to give you an overview of the general aspects in the sky so that you can understand how they're going to impact the mentality this week, how they play out or where they play out in your life. I would check your natal charts for. But this is, like all of my readings, an energy reading, so you can get an understanding of the vibe around you and why things are happening and maybe help you understand how they're happening, why they're happening to all of us. So the primary aspects this week are the Saturn opposition to the Sun, which is going to stay throughout August. So and then the Pluto opposition to Venus, which actually comes to an end in the middle of this week around Wednesday, Thursday. So those two, and then of course the full moon in Aquarius, which highlights, reflects, and in a way amplifies all of these things for us to internalize and understand. The wonderful thing about that full moon is that it's sextile, which means it's in a functioning and progressive relationship to Jupiter. And Jupiter's always, if there's a will, there's a way, you can find a way, opening, broadening, and expanding who you are. So what does that mean? Well, let's first go back to this opposition and grand square grand square in the sky, because Saturn is still square to Uranus, Mars, which is still square to the Sun. The Sun is under a lot of pressure right now, which is square to the South Node, which is again square to Saturn. So the nodes have a big part in this, which means karma and our life journey and growing up and maturing and understanding ourselves and developing ourselves has a lot to do with what's going on here. Saturn and the Sun right now are at the corners of this, as well as Uranus right on top of that North Node, which means we want to change who we are, but what do we change? And Saturn is asking, have our standards been kept high? Is what we're doing really working? And so if you feel with that Saturn opposition to the Sun, it is common to feel like you're not good enough. It's common to have your self-esteem really challenged because of day-to-day things, because of earthly things, because of not being able to make money, or why isn't my career moving forward, or why haven't I been able to really make the breakthroughs that my heart tells me I know is my path. It is not designed to make you question your path, which is your Sun. Your path is actually the North and South Node, but your Sun is the light on the path. It's not meant to make you question your Sun. It's meant to kind of make your Sun stronger, which is what Saturn does to us. It makes us stronger by restricting us. Think of it as, you know, like swimmers who wear extra bathing suits as they train, or when you're getting ready for a physical activity, wearing weights around your ankles when you run, so that when you run without them, it feels easier. It's that. So a really challenging, the major challenge is, okay, everything's going on at once. So a major challenge this week is to figure out how to not take the challenges personal. And that takes a lot, because with that pressure point on the North Node with Uranus and still kind of Mars, though Mars is moving on, but definitely Uranus right on top of the North Node. Change. We are making change, but we want to make change right and responsibly. And that takes more time. So patience with yourself and acceptance of yourself and the current struggles or the current challenges. This is a primary lesson that we're going to be learning this week. So expect issues with authority figures. And authority can go all the way up to government paperwork, having to sit at DMV for 4 hours. You know, waiting for your loans to come back, or getting them denied, or standards and regulations that are getting in the way of your business launching, or just so many things. It could go all the way up there. It could be problems with your boss, you know, and probably because your boss is a human being that's going through pressures of their own that you may not even know about. So to keep ourselves really connected and empathetic and patient are the key sources of relief this week. And that full moon in Aquarius really teaches us this, because the full moon in Aquarius, first of all, Aquarius energy is knowing that we're all in this together, right? And then understanding that emotionally, understanding that, trusting that everybody is feeling this right now, or that we can be of help to each other, even in little bits, because little bits add up when we all participate. That moon is sextile to Jupiter. So it's really going to be an opportunity Thursday on this full moon for us to expand and grow and realize why these challenges are happening and how we can really depend on each other and help each other through this, that we all kind of need help right now. And then we have that opposition between Pluto and Venus. And this is another lesson that this week is teaching. Where have you settled? Where have you compromised financially and even romantically? Because Pluto will get you, in a sense, like almost too complacent when it comes to toxicity in your life. And so basically the big theme of this week is, how have we settled for bad relationships, or maybe even overspending financially, or being irresponsible financially, or bad jobs, like jobs that maybe we don't want to take, taking things that we know are toxic, but we're staying in them because we're scared, we're frustrated, or because we can't really do anything about that right now. Number one is to not hate yourself. Number two is to realize, however, that it is toxic and that toxicity does have to change. It just may be changing slowly, right? So give yourself time to find that new job or to settle down overspending or toxic spending, to basically overcompensate and try to push. It's almost like, you know, Pluto will push you into Pluto in opposition to Venus will make people a lot more inclined to get into bad love relationships or financial situations because they feel desperate. They feel like, especially with this grand square, they feel like they're stuck and they feel like they don't have any options. So really the mentality is A, knowing where we've made those choices in our lives. Also knowing that sometimes they are unavoidable, especially when it comes to financial, like taking a job that you hate and that oppresses your soul, is sometimes just what you have to do in order to pay the bills. So if you can compartmentalize and say, okay, this is a toxic job that I have, I hate being there, and this is not me, and it doesn't mean that my dreams are not coming true. In fact, this is my sacrifice for staying in the game. I'm just not going to stay in this any longer than I have to. And by the end of August, stuff will start opening up again so that it's not going to last forever. It's only going to last a couple more weeks. So know that and understand there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just toward the end of Leo season, there is really light and movement at the end of the tunnel. Also, this opposition between Pluto and Venus, which is causing us to either make toxic decisions, and I really feel like most of it's to illuminate where we've allowed toxicity in our lives, where we have settled in our relationships, where we have settled in our jobs because we're afraid. And it's almost like making us realize that, so that when that opposition ends at the end of this week, we can actually start slowly making decisions to make changes and work our way out of those things. But the key to success right now is to be empathetic to others. So open up your heart wide, show compassion, and they will show compassion to you. Show compassion for yourself. Understand that, yeah, sometimes you got to make the hard choices. And that's what Saturn teaches us. It's like, if you really want to stay in the game and you really want to manifest your dreams and your purpose into reality, reality is hard ass. Reality is three dimensions. It's limited. It's restricted. It takes longer for you to get it here, right? To you to bring that into existence. So sometimes you got to make that hard choice to do those hard things in order to actually move forward. And that means don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself for, you know, In other words, don't make that shitty job that you have to take right now just to pay the rent all that you are, or make you believe that's all that you are, or all that you will ever be, because that's not true. And in fact, it's the opposite. It's how you're staying in the game right now, right? Because we all gotta eat and we all gotta pay rent. But each and every time you can sneak in an hour here, a half hour there to work on what really does matter to you, that's gonna keep the cosmos focused on really what you are manifesting and really what your goals are. Also, if you have a goal and you're on your path, don't take it personally that it's slowed down, because movement has really slowed down. I mean, we have a grand square in fixed signs. So fixed, Aquarius, the way people think, their thoughts are stuck. They don't want to change their mind. Taurus, the way people spend their money, institutions, they don't want to come down. And then we have Leo, the way that we see ourselves, the value and how we accept ourselves as valuable is stuck. It has to start to be more malleable. And then, of course, Scorpio, those things that we like to hide, those things that we are ashamed of, those things that we keep hidden, and even our sense of spirituality is stuck based on, well, have we gotten everything that we wanted? Are things moving forward in the way that we, but is that really faith? No, it's not. So we're really being challenged overall with how we've kind of like fixed ourselves in, backed ourselves into, you know, our issues, our problems, and what problems that we have to really deal with, and what maybe tough choices we have to make to move on from them and move forward, and at least realize, because remember, if we don't become conscious of what made us make the decisions to begin with, then we're doomed to make the decisions again, and that's not helping us move forward, and that's not helping us heal, and that's not helping us actually be stronger or be better. And so right now it is very much a lesson period of, hey, look at the shit you've accepted. This is how you don't accept it again, and move forward slowly but surely, step by step. So patience, empathy, compassion, as well as tenacity with taking that time every single week, every single day, to just even take 10, 15 minutes to work on yourself. Be in the modality or the feeling, or be around or be active in the things that inspire you, that you love to do. Make time for yourself. So even if you can only have a little time and you're only moving forward by centimeters, you're still moving forward. So I love you guys so much. If you, I love you guys so much. Please be sure to check out Born Without Boundaries Tarot for your 12 Zodiac sign specific messages, plus their extended detailed messages that will give you specifics into this week, specific insights into this week. That's over on Born Without Boundaries Tarot. And remember that Monday through Friday, I do a daily tarot card reading over here, a general reading, which you will only participate in if you're drawn to, because somehow the message is going to help heal you or make you realize something. So I hope to see you guys there. Remember to subscribe to this channel, ring that notification bell, especially here on Astrology Motivation, because that's the only way you'll know when I go live, because I don't go live at a regular time. I go live at different times. So be sure to, but I do go live every Monday through Friday. So be sure to ring that bell, and you'll get notified when I'm live so you can participate in the live chat. I love you guys so much. I hope you have a beautiful week, and please leave comments below to let me know how these energies are impacting you. And if you can, maybe what house or just what aspect of your life they're really playing out at. I love you, and I'll see you in the videos.